Okay. Hey Google, what time is it?
It's 5:41 a.m.
Hey Google, what's today's date?
It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024.
Okay, so I just did a podcast this morning, and I don't know, something just told me. It's already posted. I did one already this morning, and but something just told me I need to post one more, a real short one. So, despite what I just posted, I wanted to say, and despite everything that I said in my last post, which I just did just a few minutes ago, I meant everything that I said in that post based on what I personally experienced, last night and this morning. However, not knowing where my podcast is going and not knowing who's listening to it and just knowing that it's public, I wanted to say that when I was watching the news yesterday, I saw all the universities protesting, and the parts that they showed on the television looked peaceful. And it looked like peaceful protests, which I was happy to see. And it was even nice to see when the cops released one of the students that were apprehended. The kids surrounded the police car, and instead of the police getting angry and causing harm to the students, they were like chanting, release him. I forget what the chant was, but they released him, and I thought that that was nice. I was thinking, despite everything I said in my last podcast, based on what I personally experienced, I had been saying the whole time when I was watching the protest that perhaps they need to have a like CNN or MSNBC or even the colleges should host a like open mic forum, an open mic forum where they could have the stage split up between Jewish students and Palestinian students or people who advocate for either side. And then they could have like an open assembly, of course, where there would be security just to make sure, that people, don't do anything that might not allow the event to occur, where students could voice, their grievances as far as what their demands are or what they want to see happen or change. And I was just thinking how, like, I'm from Philly. And my whole life, like I'm 46, so my whole life growing up in Philly, there was a Baptist church, a Catholic church, and a mosque on every corner, along with the Jewish population and their synagogues on every other corner. That's how it was growing up in Philly, where there's certain parts of Philly you'll see more Jewish people. And then there's other parts of Philly where you'll see more Muslim people. And then you have the Christians and the Catholics throughout. But literally on every other corner, there is a church, a Catholic church, a mosque, or a synagogue. And we've never had it where we've hurt each other, like in violent ways. I hope that doesn't change. So I was like thinking that this war has caused us as Americans, or like the students, the Jewish and the Palestinian students, to feel ostracized and feel, the Jewish kids feel scared. And I'm thinking that, like, the older generation, they have all, they might hate each other, but the students, y'all were not this way before the war. So perhaps in a assembly or some type of open forum, where you have the mic, each side has the mic, and you can like vent your grievances to like create change. So, like, what is it that you want done, or what is it that you want changed? And then, you know, I feel like the Jew, like that message that's being spread across the country, that, you know, Jewish people are afraid and they're being ostracized and they're scared. I feel like that's dangerous, you know, because before the war, they weren't scared. They weren't afraid. And they didn't do what happened over in Israel. You know, the Israelites that live over in Israel are not the American students that attend school here. And they could help create change in Israel because they're Jewish. So I feel like they could be a friend instead of a foe, because they have more pull in what say and what they have more pull as far as what goes on with their people, and they can create and influence their people to create changes for the Gazans. And like I said, for, you know, I've only been around for four and three quarters of a decade, right? Almost 5 decades. And I've never, and I've, like I said, 3 of those decades, I was in the Philadelphia area. And I know that Muslims, Jewish, Christian, and everyone else in between can live together peacefully and have the same equal rights under the law, at least before my surgery. It's possible. It can happen. So I don't know what's going on over in Israel and Gaza, but I do know what's happening here, and things is a-changing. And I feel like what someone did to me last night, once again, controlling the narrative, it changed the tone of my speech and what I actually was saying when I saw the protest. Because when the cops released the student, I was like, good, no one got hurt, you know, like, it's peaceful, you know, like, I was in that mode where the students are actually collectively banding together in a peaceful manner to create change, and I thought that that was a good thing. But it's so easy, it's very easy for things to turn left or to the right or in the wrong direction. And so, I don't know. I think I felt like the need to put this over top of my last podcast because, you know, maybe I am being censored. I'm assuming that I might be. I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. But if I'm not, let's say I'm not, I don't want my words to cause innocent people to get hurt. Like, my grievances are with who attacked me, not with innocent people. And I don't want my words to charge someone to change what y'all are doing, which is like peaceful protest. But I do feel like, I feel like the Jewish students could be a friend to the efforts to change things in Israel and Gaza, and not a foe, and that they should be included in whatever the, whatever y'all want to do and whatever change you want to create, it should, they should be included. They shouldn't be ostracized and isolated and be threatened and feel threatened. And I feel like someone's trying to spread that message on purpose. It just seems like it. And just think, were y'all afraid of each other before the war? So I feel like don't allow the Israel and Gaza thing to create that type of fear and separation here on U.S. soil. You should work together to see if you can get whatever's going on over there to stop, because there are children that are like starving and dying, and the hate is just, it's just growing. It's just getting bigger and bigger, and the only people that are suffering are the innocent people. The children had nothing to do with nothing that happened. But they're the ones that are starving and losing their lives because adults can't get it right. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to say.